Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on this eighth day of March. We are in Hebrews chapter 5 of the Voice Translation, and this is what it says. Remember what I said earlier about the role of the high priest, even the ones chosen by human beings? The job of every high priest is reconciliation, approaching God on behalf of others and offering him gifts and sacrifices to repair the damage caused by our sins against God and each other. The high priest should have compassion for those who are ignorant of the faith and those who fall out of the faith, because he also has wrestled with human weakness, and so the priest must offer sacrifices both for his sins and for those of the people. The office of high priest and the honor that goes along with it isn't the one that someone just takes. One must be set aside, called by God, just as God called Aaron, the brother of Moses. In the same way, the anointed one, our liberating king, didn't call himself, but was appointed to his priestly office by God, who said to him, "You are my son, today I have become your father." And who also says elsewhere, "You are a priest forever in the honored order of Melchizedek." When Jesus was on earth, a man of flesh and blood, he offered up prayers and pleas, groans and tears to the one who could save him from death. He was heard because he approached God with reverence. Although he was a son, Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. And once he was perfected through that suffering, he became the way of eternal salvation for all those who hear and follow him. For God appointed him to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. I have a lot more to say about all of this, but it may be hard for you to follow since you've become dull in your understanding. By this time, you ought to be teachers yourselves, yet I feel like you want me to reteach you the most basic things that God wants you to know. It's almost like you're a baby again, coddled at your mother's breast, nursing, not ready for solid food. No one who lives on milk alone can know the ins and outs of what it means to be righteous and pursue justice. That's because he's only a baby. But solid food is for those who have come of age, for those who have learned through practice to distinguish good from evil. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you again for the beautiful connectedness of Scripture, where again in this chapter, the author quotes Psalm 2:7 and Psalm 110:4. So how fun is that to know that there's this hyperlink from, as the Bible Project says, a hyperlink from the Old and the New Testament. So thank you for that. Lord, thank you that we have this great high priest in the order of Melchizedek. And thank you for that particular story of when Abraham connected with him and gave him basically a tithe. We don't hear anything else about him throughout the whole Old Testament until we reach this particular passage. And I love the fact that there's mystery there. I love the fact that we don't quite know. And this kind of really, it makes a lot of sense as I look at the New Testament, particularly the Gospels, and looking at you, Jesus. So many people just didn't know where you came from, didn't know what your mission was, didn't understand what your purpose was. And I'm so grateful that even though you were misunderstood, you still chose to follow after the purpose that the Father had laid out for you. So we thank you for that, because we are recipients of that grace. We're recipients of the gospel. We're recipients of salvation and a clean slate. We're recipients of grace upon grace upon grace, and we are thankful. Lord, just as you learned obedience through the things you suffered, I pray that you would teach me obedience through the things I suffer. And I pray you would teach my friend listening today obedience through the things they suffer. We often look at suffering as a bad thing, and it doesn't feel good. And I will definitely attest to that. But Lord, you can make beauty from ashes. You can create good things out of nothing, and you can create power out of suffering. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would take the pain that we have been walking through, and that you would cause it to be for your glory. Thank you for being with us through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. And Lord, I just pray too, as I finish off this prayer, that we wouldn't be babies, that we wouldn't be working on just drinking milk, but we would feed on the meat and the vegetables of your gospel, that we would move on to pursue justice, that we would understand what it means to be righteous, that we would have solid food, and we would no longer stagnate in that place of non-growth, but that today would be a day of growth. I pray all of these things in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Grace Fox, the author of Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos. And when we walk through a crisis, our minds have so little capacity to ponder or think deeply or even empower us to make small decisions. In crisis mode, we react to stress with no margin to think proactively. And we know that last year was a year of crisis, and it was one for me, and it was one for you. And sometimes in the midst of the chaos of 2020, we have lost our bearings. We wonder if God is near, and we worry more than we pray, or we hope that our worry counts as prayer. So in this devotional book, a 90-day devotional by Grace Fox, this will kind of help you reorient in 2021 toward Jesus. And I'm so grateful to you, Grace, for sponsoring this episode, and really grateful for this resource that I can recommend to others. So again, it's called Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos. And boy, that's my prayer for you today. If you have chaos today, my prayer for you is that you would walk forward with peace and tranquility and calmness, because your God loves you. He watches over you, and He wants to do good to you. Rest in that today.